Just to sort of, I won't keep it too much longer, just to wrap up there, you went to India, did you live in India, or did you just travel backwards and forwards?
Lived there for periods up to 2 months. And over the course of the almost 4 years that I was there, I spent a year in India. So I had an opportunity of learning to speak the language, learn something about the customs. And I have always liked the East Indian people. I mentioned that my father worked for Kapoor Sawmills, and he certainly was a gentleman. I find that the Indian people, while they have an aggressive stance, are really very soft and gentle people who are interested in other people in the world. The first thing they do is ask you where you're from. Do you have a family? It's a very big part of their lives.
And you made contact with any East Indian member of the East Indian community in
Birmingham? Oh yes. Talk with them from time to time, but there aren't all that many. I belong to the Multicultural Society and have an opportunity of seeing some of them there.
And I believe Mr. Kapoor's, is it his grandsons or sons? I think a grandson, I think, still in Germany.
Yes, I think daughters. They have, I should really go and find out where they've opened their hospital, but they were building a hospital in India. I haven't asked Rod.
I just need a cup of tea if anyone would care for one.
Would you like a tea?
Besides me.
Just a week, if I could have a week one.
Would you prefer a beer?
No.
No?
Tea's great, just not too strong.
Okay. Well, we can accommodate him there, can't we, Betty? We never put any more than one tea bag in the pot.
I haven't developed
building work in India and Hong Kong since 1984, most of it in India, and it hasn't required any of my time. Well, I guess February last year was the last time I was to India. There'd been a change in government and change in state governments, and my contacts over there are all on the wrong side of the ledger right now.
Right.
And I don't know whether you're familiar with India at all, but it's a socialist country, and the government is involved with every aspect of business except for what they call a small business sector. And this is where I think you have less than three people working for you, three or less, maybe it's two, and a maximum of business of $2,500 a year. So, very restrictive. They have a planned economy. And I was working on a project for SIDA, and that just put on the back burner. No way that I can get any answers out of India. But Betty and I and two of our friends went over to India and spent 8 weeks traveling there. And I guess, Betty, you were there for about 5 months altogether, weren't you?
Mm-hmm.
We lived with the Indian family, mm-hmm. rather than in a hotel. So we got to see the upper echelon of India because these people were and still are very rich.
This is in northern India.
New Delhi. And I also had the opportunity of traveling around India because I had to do a market survey to see if it was going to work. And so I went to the major cities, although I didn't get to Calcutta. I was very disappointed about Calcutta. I went into Hyderabad and Madras and Bombay and the other major centers.
Is India actually, it always surprised me in a way that India seems to somehow emerge economically not too badly.
Oh yes, yes, no question. Rod, if you're talking about India, if I tell you something, to the best of my knowledge, it's true. But on the other hand, the opposite can be said. It's such a land of contrast. They have a group of people with more disposable income than's available in the United States. And I don't know, I would think now that there are very few homes in the major cities that don't have a TV. There are a lot of people don't live in homes.
Right.
But I don't know how many, 100 million TV sets? Every village has a TV. And it's all run. When I first went there, 25% of their energy output came from cow dung. You know how everybody denigrates the homage that they pay to cows. There's a lot of reasons for it.
Right.
There's milk and there's cooking fuel too. They now have started a biogas plant for each village in India of more than 2,000 people. So they literally have, I think one year they put in 153,000 of these biogas plants. Very simple, about 10 feet in diameter. Are you familiar with them?
Yeah.
Okay. They, for the first time in their lives, the women have bathrooms instead of going in the field. They operate pumps for irrigation off the methane gas. They cook with the methane gas. Each unit has a solar photovoltaic cell on the roof, and they take that and convert it to electricity with enough energy to run a radio and a TV. So Doordarshan, the broadcasting company, broadcasts every day, and you get the news the way the government wants to give it to you. We always used to say, and Rajiv Gandhi opens the news, and in the middle of the news, Rajiv Gandhi says, and at the end of the news, Rajiv Gandhi says. It's just about...
After Indira.
Well, first it was Indira.
They do control things pretty strongly.
Oh, it's incredible. They have a life expectancy of 54 years of age. When the British left 40 years ago, it was 27. They have not had a famine in 15 years. They have been, for the last 7 years, exporting wheat. They produce 2.5 times more wheat than Canada. And it's their second crop. Their biggest crop is rice. They last I heard, and I don't know whether it'll happen again, was about 2 years ago. They refused $4.5 billion credit from the International Bank, International Monetary Fund. They didn't want it. Currency is controlled. You know, you can't. You only get $500 when you go outside to spend. That's one night in a good hotel. Sometimes. And yet everybody is spending money.
They work it.
There's a second economy, black market, which is huge.
Because tourists come over here from India, and they obviously have more than $500.
Well, the reason is it's interesting because I had two situations recently, two experiences. One was here in Vancouver, and talking to an East Indian person, and the other was in San Francisco where I was a couple of weeks ago. And there's, my voice.